For several years, the Defense Department has been figuring out how to extend cybersecurity assurance further down the supply chain from its prime contractors. Since December, suppliers to DoD have faced some new requirements. Those that know about the requirements, that is. Now a new bill, its backers say, would increase awareness and competency in cybersecurity among small manufacturers. Joining me with more, California Representative Jimmy Panetta. Good to have you on.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate this opportunity to talk about this bill.
Tell us, what are the goals of the bill?
Yeah, look, as you mentioned, there were certain requirements put forth by DoD for these small manufacturers, small to medium-sized businesses. The problem is that, you know, you have these businesses that are not necessarily focused on cybersecurity. They're focused on basically getting their product out to DoD. And so the MEP, the Manufacturing Extension Partnerships, they went ahead and did a little research as to see whether or not these businesses, they reached out to about 1,000 companies and said, well, are they in compliance with these requirements that have come down the pike from DoD? And what they found is that a majority of them are just not focused on these cybersecurity requirements. There is basically a lack of knowledge, and there was a lack of funding for them to do anything about these requirements. And so that's where this bill comes in. Myself and Congressman Mike Gallagher, a Republican from Wisconsin, are working on this together to putting it forward. And then we also have our support in the Senate with Chris Coons, Lindsey Graham, and Kirsten Gillibrand. And it's purely bipartisan bill because we know, based on these reports from from the local MEPs, that these companies need some help there in basically with these requirements. And so it raises the awareness. What our bill does is it can raise the awareness of these requirements. We want them to do some self-assessments in the cybersecurity. And it basically helps this implementation of these types of security measures. And that's important because, you know, what we've heard from these small businesses is that, look, like I said, we're focused on making sure that we do business with DoD, and they're not really focused on cybersecurity, but now we can have this education, hopefully some financial grants to help them, help these MEPs provide these businesses with the proper funding to implement these cybersecurity enhancements.
Sure.
That they'll take. So that's the purpose of this bill, is just making sure that these small and medium-sized businesses can comply with these cybersecurity requirements and then therefore can continue to conduct the good business that they do with the DoD.
And the Hollings Manufacturing Extension Partnership Program, that's part of Commerce or part of DoD?
The MEP is part of, it's under DoD, but the good thing about MEP is that it's kind of a localized partnership. So these MEPs, each state has one, including Puerto Rico. And basically, they are kind of the boots on the ground. They are these small public-private partnerships that understand the local small to medium-sized businesses. So this bill will work through those MEPs, and then the MEPs will reach out to those businesses. So I think that's the good thing about this. It's not just Washington, D.C., you know, kind of saying, oh, this is what you guys need to do. It's no, Washington, D.C., the federal government, the DoD, working with these MEPs, and these MEPs have the localized knowledge. These MEPs are the ones who can basically reach out and create those partnerships with these companies and provide them with the information that they need to know in order to implement these cybersecurity requirements.
So this could apply to, say, a small manufacturing company that makes, I'm just making this up, a part for a gyroscope and the drawings and some...
That's exactly it. I mean, you know, in my district there on the central coast of California, the 20th Congressional District, you know, I have, you know, less than 25 companies, manufacturing companies with over 100 employees that contract with the DoD. However, I have over 400 small businesses with less than 20 employees. So it's actually focused on, you know, these smaller companies that kind of need that financial help, that informational help, that technical assistance when it comes to these types of cybersecurity requirements. And so that's the main, the guts behind this bill, is helping these small and local businesses implement these requirements.
I guess the underlying assumption is they could have intellectual property, such as the shape and dimensions and materials in that gyroscope part, that could be of interest to an enemy.
That's exactly it. You nailed it. And it's basically making sure that they understand that there are certain enemies or certain efforts out there that they're basically that are attacking their company. And basically, one, we want to make them aware of that. Two, we want to make them aware of the security that they need to have in place to battle back against those cyber attacks. But that's you nailed it. I mean, they need to understand that there are threats out there that are literally not just looking at their companies, but actually taking those affirmative steps to attack their companies. And that's why we believe MEP is so important to give them the knowledge they need to implement these requirements.
We're speaking with California Representative Jimmy Panetta, a member of the House Armed Services Committee. And you mentioned there's a mechanism by which these small companies would get to better understand the requirements from DOD on supply chain cybersecurity. What's the mechanism by which that would happen?
Well, the mechanism are these MEPs, these manufacturing extension partnerships, these localized public-private partnerships that actually, you know, talk to these local companies and go out and, you know, reach out to them and help them understand these requirements that need to be in place. And so it's this, like I said, this public-private partnership where they have that localized knowledge with these businesses on the ground. So that's very important, I think, rather than having the big bureaucracy tell them what to do. It's these local companies, this local partnership that does that.
I'm just curious as to why, say, the Small Business Administration couldn't be part of this.
Well, I think, you know, I mean, Small Business Administration, they could be, but it's nice to have, you know, these public-private partnerships that are there that understand these types of businesses and are actually reaching out to these businesses to help them implement the requirements.
And so under the model, then someone with more experience and knowledge would visit a company and actually consult with them, in other words.
That's exactly it. It's having that person who has that expertise, who is focused on IT, whereas these businesses are focused on making, like you said, the gyroscopes. The MEPs will be able to provide that informational knowledge, that expertise to say, well, let me tell you, you also got to focus on making sure that your IT hardware is secure. So that's the purpose behind it.
And was there a push from the Pentagon for this because they know they have the requirement? I think it was about 3 NDAAs ago that the cybersecurity requirement for the supply chain came in, and they're still pretty much grappling with it, I think it's fair to say.
Well, no, that's right. They reached out to over 1,000 companies just to see, how are you guys actually implementing our cybersecurity requirements? And what they found out is the majority of them were not. And then they kind of delved down a little bit more and saw that there wasn't the focus, there wasn't the financial help, there was a financial burden to them. And so this MEP bill will make sure that they not only have the information, but hopefully we'll try to get some appropriations done after this bill to make sure that they have the funding to then implement these types of requirements as well.
So you've got bipartisan support in both the House and the Senate, but is this going to have any likelihood of getting done before Memorial Day?
Well, look, I think although we didn't get it into the NDAA based on some jurisdictional issues and the fact that it was under the Small Businesses Committee, but the fact is that we're going to try to put it in as an amendment on the floor for the NDAA when it comes to actual passage. So I'm not sure when they're going to bring that to the floor. But whenever it is, we're going to be right there behind it. And myself and Congressman Gallagher are going to be pushing this thing forward to get it amended onto the NDAA, and we'll go from there.